Week two, Bricks Picks. He's coming. Our guest picker. He got 3 out of 4 last week. What will he do this week? Who is Brick, Big Ben?
Brick is a 4-year-old from Missoula, Montana, who loves hamburgers. He earns $9, and he's buying 24 hamburgers with it. Bricks Picks coming up right now.
Bricks Pick, right. Back week two. We got a very special guest. You know him. There he is.
Brick Grant. How are we this morning?
Good.
What did you have for breakfast?
Hot cereal.
Hot cereal.
What kind of cereal?
Brick, what's your favorite sport? Okay. All right. Brick's Picks, sponsored by Run Loss Pro. Brick, last week, you earned your $9 as you went 3 for 4 in your picks, my friend. That will be in your Venmo account shortly. The only loss you had, Brick, is you picked against my Cougs. And the Cougs beat the Beavs.
Don't worry, Brick. I thought the Cougs were going to lose too.
So, Brick, here are your games this week. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready? You ready? Give us a thumbs up. Here we go. Okay, Brick, the first game is the Southern California Trojans versus the Arizona Wildcats.
The Cats.
Okay.
Ooh, bear down. Go Cats.
We have the Colorado Buffaloes versus the Stanford Cardinal.
The Cardinals.
Okay. The next game we have is the Oregon State Beaver versus the Washington Huskies.
The Huskies.
Oh. Go Huskies.
Okay, and how about the Oregon Ducks versus the Washington State Cougars?
The Ducks.
I even said the Cougars second, and you didn't take the bait. All right, and our last game, it's a bonus game, Brick.
Sunday COVID game. Impact. Just Sunday rescheduled.
Game. No one will watch this game. Brick, can you watch this game for us so we don't have to? Okay, it is the Cal Bears versus Kyle's UCLA Bruins. Who wins that game?
Bears.
The Bears. All right. Any last words for our fans? Your fans, Brick?
No.
No? Thumbs up. Good job.
Good job, Brick.
I'm going to buy 24 hamburgers.
All right. Wow. There you have it. Brick's Picks, second edition. I can't believe you picked against my UCLA Bruins. Did you see what DTR did last week?
4 touchdowns in garbage time. That's what I saw, Kay, when UCLA comes up short. Is it Carl Durrell? It's Carl Durrell, right?
Yeah.
First win for the Buffs.
Big win.
Jaden Delora looked great for the Cougs. The funny part about this, the Cougs' big players were both from Florida. Really? So obviously Florida is a much better, Pullman's a much better place to be than Florida, apparently. But you had Travell Harris, who looked a lot like Tyreek Hill, had 3 touchdowns, 2 receiving, 1 on the ground. Cougs didn't have 20-plus players due to COVID. Hopefully, they'll be at full strength this week in Pullman. And what else are we going to – ASU versus USC. Let's talk about this one a little bit because you and I traded texts.
So the first 57 minutes of the game, ASU grinded it out. They did a great job. Caused 4 turnovers. But you know what? There's 60 minutes of football. The last 3 minutes, Slovis marched down the field, scored twice. Game-winning touchdown by Drake London. Trojans squeak out a winner.
That game, I think, gave Herm Edwards COVID. Yeah. Like he didn't touch anyone. There's no contact that game, because that would have given me probably not COVID, but a lot of heartache, because the 2 touchdowns that Slovis had. One was a great pass. I'll give him that. The other one was a tip ball. Arizona State couldn't recover an onside kick. USC stole one there.
Yeah.
What other games of note? I think we touched on all of them. The Ducks beat the Cardinals. Slow start. Tyler Shaw. I'm going to have a tough time with this name, just like I did with Herbert or Hebert. Dual threat quarterback. Cardinals were without Davis Mills, your pre-Pac-12 favorite for player of the year.
Yeah, Davis Mills. Not anymore.
I All right. One thing to note here, the Ducks have shown up in the college playoff football predictor. Okay, Wynn, there's a shot. We have a shot.
Yes.
We have a shot. Now I'm conflicted here because they play Cougs play the Ducks.
So who are you rooting for?
I got to go with my Cougs. Come on.
Yeah, you got to go with your Cougs. Because USC is coming out of the Pac-12 and going to the BCS playoffs anyways.
After that win, they would show the highlights and be like, wait, this team shouldn't have won this game. Why should they be in the college football playoff? Anything else Pac-12 highlights you saw?
Nothing from last week. It summed it up. The two teams that needed to win, USC and Oregon, for us to have a shot to go to the BCS did. Now they just have to keep winning.
Did Herm and make it?
Hopefully there's games for them to play so they can win.
We might see Wednesday night games.
What about the Utes? No week one game, no week two game. Are they mathematically eliminated?
Cal had to scramble. Yeah, they got to be, right? It might be the last two teams standing. Yeah. Who can fill the team? They might need to combine North players with the South players and just that's your conference champion. Would they allow that? I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, Larry Scott should allow transfers in season due to COVID. Just stack up like the Ducks.
In game. In just trade helmets and jerseys. All right, let's summarize here. Brick earned his $9, went 3 for 4 on Brick's picks. You just heard Brick's picks this week. Picked against your Bruins. Picked against my Cougs. And Pac-12 week 2 coming up, cancellation Sunday game. Huskies are going to get their first game. And we'll see what happens with the Ducks versus Cougs here coming up in a few hours. Big Ben and K-Win, WST Podcast.
Pac-12 Hold on, we got U of A. We've got Grant Gunnell officially starting. No more Khalil Tate. No more your boy. And he better put up big numbers because the Wildcats were last place in scoring defense and Keaton Slovis is coming to town.
So you wanted to hype up the Cats just so they sound the USC win sounds a little bit better to the college football play.
Yes.
All right.
We were at that game. Was that last year or 2 years ago in Tucson?
We were. Arizona, it seemed like fans were just coming in and out of the stadium. Yeah. Like they just come in, sit down, watch for 5 minutes and leave. We almost made it on the field.
I know. We were close.
In fact, didn't we see some guy jump on the field?
Might have. I don't remember. I got iced before pregame. I was a little tipsy going into that game.
All right. Get us out of here.
All right, WST Podcast. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at WST_podcast. You can also email us, WSTpodcastshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about Brick's Picks. Let us know what you think about DTR. And we're everywhere you want to be, and you can find your podcast.
Rate us 5 stars. We're sponsored by 88 Acres and Run Loss Pro. Take Ben and K-Win. Pac-12 Week 2.